I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome, welcome. This is your host, Jessica Wilkerson, and I am a marriage and family therapist, registered intern number IMF69783, registered with the California Board of Behavioral Sciences, and I work under the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor, licensed marriage and family therapist, over at Chico Creek Counseling. If you would like to know more about me or any of my colleagues, please feel free to visit us online at www.chicocreekcounseling.com. Okay, so a little bit of tidbit. Oh, I know what it is. I always like to give you a little bit of information about, like, just what's new and interesting and happening in my life before we get all set into psychology-type related things. I don't know if you out there have also experienced this, but I feel so frustrated. And sometimes I just have to remind myself it's the enemy because I'm doing the Lord's work. And that really does help me a little bit. Like, it helps temper some of my temper. And the frustrating thing is, so to get licensed, I only have one more test to take. But first, in order to qualify to take the test, I have to have the Board of Behavioral Sciences sign off on all my hours, which I finished a year ago. But I have a 1.5-year-old. So for the last year, I have been really busy juggling a full-time career, a 1.5-year-old, this volunteer gig that I do, a teenager, and all. Oh my goodness, I never knew how much work went into a teenager's 12th grade. Just everything that you have to do for graduation and everything leading up to that. Anyways, so I didn't turn in my hours, but I have them in a binder, a white binder, a binder that's been labeled Jessica's BBS hours. It has everything in it. All of the things, all of the signatures from, like, when I started grad school in 2007, 10 years, and I can't find it anywhere. I had it like a year ago. April of last year is the last time I remember having it. I specifically put some stuff in it from my boss. I was just returned back from maternity leave and I put it somewhere safe. Oh my gosh, I put it somewhere safe. I've looked in all of my safe places. Every safe place, also we've moved since then. So there's also a garage full of potential safe places that are new. And I've looked in all of those potential safe places, all of the safe places. Probably when I find this, I'm going to find that Keith Urban ticket that I bought 5 years ago and put in a safe place and never got to go to that concert. I'm still wondering where that went because it couldn't have just grown legs and walked away. Anyways, that is what's happening in my life right now. Talk about anxiety, which segues nicely because today's topic is social anxiety. I brought my special guest, Aiden Ortega, on today. He is a wonderful young man, just finished his high school. He was in College Connection. He did a year at Butte College during his 12th grade year at Chico High School, and he will be moving on to Cal Maritime, which is a CSU over in Vallejo. And he himself, I asked him to come on because he has struggled with a pretty severe shyness most of his life. And he thankfully had all of the same friends all growing up, which was reassuring, but also it didn't get him much out of his comfort zone. So he, over the last few years, has really been intentional in trying to move out of that state of shyness. And so I figure that that is an expert. Not only that, but he has a mother who is a psychotherapist. So he kind of grew up with all of those kind of therapy terms and interventions and ways of living. So he's a little bit of an expert on the subject. Maybe not from his education scholastically, but from life. And so, Aiden Ortega, welcome. Thank you for coming on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
So I want to have you introduce yourself to our listeners. Tell them a little bit about who you are as a person, aside from whatever shyness. What are some things that you enjoy doing? What are some hopes for your future?
I guess I'm an adventurous person in that I like to do a lot of like physical activity, like hiking, you know, and martial arts.
Hiking.
Hiking.
Oh, that. Yeah. I bet that you would really like Castle Craigs.
Yeah.
I say that because I took him hiking once, and ever since then, he said, I don't like hiking. But recently, he's rediscovered a love for hiking. And you like martial arts?
Yeah, that's true.
And I think last week you were on our show, and you accredited martial arts to helping you as a baby step out of some of your shyness.
That's true.
Tell us a little bit more about that.
Like I said last time, is that the one-on-one, and
I know. When the music comes on, it gets daunting. We hear it in our headphones, and it can cause you to stop thinking because you think, oh, no, I'm done. Okay, little do other people know that I just talk over that music. We will be right back. And when we come back, we're going to talk about ways that have helped Aiden in the past and ways that you can help yourself or the people in your life who experience that awkward shyness of awkwardness. Stay tuned.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome back. This is your host, Jessica Wilkerson, and I just want to remind you that while I am in the field of psychotherapy, that this show is not a substitution for your own personal therapy. If there's anything that we talk about on this show, then that triggers you and you think, oh, that's definitely me, then this is intended to educate you a little bit on like the next couple of steps to take. And usually if someone's triggered, it's a good sign that it would be a good time for them to go and talk to somebody who's qualified to talk with them about it. There's various marriage and family therapists, social workers, PhD and PsyD. I like to use psychologytoday.com, but you can really any website, or you can just Google the name of your town and then the word therapist, or I'm in the field as a marriage and family therapist, but we also do individuals, social worker, or psychologist. All of those keywords will get you to somebody in your area who has studied these subjects for quite a while and is credentialed to help you work through it. Okay, so we are talking to Aiden Ortega today about shyness. So Aiden, tell me a little bit about what it was like for you before you started the journey to become less shy. What was it like to be that awkward, shy person?
It was awkward. It, you know, it's like there's everybody around you and then there's you. And it's kind of like, how would you say, like focused on yourself.
Like a spotlight?
Really, yeah, it's like you don't actually know if people are watching, or you're sort of in a limbo state, I guess. At least for me, that was how it was. And no, how do you say? There's not a whole lot you can, like, a whole lot you can do besides talking to people, you know?
So I mean, like, you're sitting there in that limbo state with this perception of a spotlight on you. And it feels really awkward to be in that spotlight.
But it's also at the same time, you know, it's not on you.
Okay.
And I guess that's kind of confusing to hear.
Uh-huh. So you know there's not actually a spotlight on you, and yet you feel separated and set apart from everybody else.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. So, I mean, yeah, so really the only way to escape that would be to start talking to people, and kind of like in the pit of your stomach, you know that's what you need to do, but you don't do it because that's daunting, as you put it. Yeah.
So was there a time that you remember where you sat there and you just kind of thought, that's it? It's going to be awkward either way. If I talk to people, it'll be awkward. If I stand here, it'll be awkward. And this one is more awkward than the other one. Was there a time when that happened, or?
There was a time when I thought that's how it was. Like, no, sorry. I thought it was going to be, once I start talking to people, it wouldn't be awkward. That's wrong.
It was awkward?
It still was awkward. So it was just a long process of continuously trying to, you know, step out of that comfort zone and go into the awkward situation. Mm-hmm. You know?
Well, yeah. If you've been on the sidelines and not engaging, it would be the ability to engage would be a skill that you haven't necessarily spent a lot of time or invested in yourself in acquiring. We all have to acquire these skills. We acquire them when we're really little, and we continue to hone them as we get older and older and older. So some people will be happy and hyper and very social when they're young. And then there just kind of comes a time where it clicks and they stop trying. They're in their comfort zone. They aren't putting themselves out there. Then a few years go by and they realize, oh, wait, I don't know what I'm doing anymore. Now I'm starting to feel a little bit more awkward. And so stepping out of their comfort zone. So I would like to say, like, an example of that as an adult might be you've been going to the same church most of your adult life, and you've been going to the same Bible studies, and you've been going to the same social gatherings, and you shop at the same store, and everybody seems to know your name, and or at least who you are, and you feel like you're really social, like you have a really good social skill. And then you move to a new town. Oh my goodness, I didn't even realize it, but I totally can relate. I'm talking about me a little bit. I was not even imagining that. You move to a new town, and suddenly you realize that you've never had to actually build those skills because you just always knew everybody. And putting yourself out there is a lot more difficult when you're the new guy. And for someone who has social anxiety and is really shy, they always feel like they're the new guy. They're always having to put themselves out there in every situation. All right, stay tuned. We have one more segment, and then we'll be back. Jessica Wilkerson and Aiden Ortega and ChicoCreekCounseling.com.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now. I am a marriage and family therapist, registered intern number IMF 69783. I work at Chico Creek Counseling under the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor, who is a licensed marriage and family therapist. You can find out more about me and my colleagues at www.chicocreekcounseling.com. So, Aiden, do you ever do anything to prepare yourself to put yourself out there? Like, for a lot of people, a breathing exercise will work, like, to get themselves out of the part of their brain that has to do with fear and into the part of their brain that has to do with logical thinking. That really seems to work for a lot of my clients. Is that something that you do, or is there something that you do specifically that helps prepare you?
I just stop thinking about it. I just do it.
That's okay. Well, that seems like one of those things where people would look at you and be like, easier said than done, buddy. So how do you do that? How do you just stop thinking about it and go do it?
You know, I realize that if I don't do it, I'm never going to do it.
Mm.
I guess it just kind of works for me. If that's the sort of the... Harder said than done. I mean,
easier said than done. There you go.
And, you know, the breathing thing always sort of just didn't really do anything for me.
Even one or two deep breaths doesn't help?
Like, sometimes I find myself holding my breath. Oh. I have to, like, release that. But besides that, taking in the breath seems to just waste time and makes me kind of look weird, which increases the awkwardness.
Okay, because you feel like if someone was to look over and see you standing there taking three deep breaths, they'd be like, who's that weirdo standing there breathing? Okay. Although if you weren't going to talk to them, you would just be standing there breathing anyways, right?
I mean,
but just not deeply.
Not deeply.
So one way or another, you're going to be standing there breathing. But this way, the breathing is intentional,
mm-hmm.
and it's helping to get you out of fear zone, maybe.
Maybe.
But that didn't work for you. It just kind of built up the anticipation.
Right. It's just more waiting to do it rather than actually doing it.
Ah, all right. That makes a lot of sense. So do you just pick your person you're going to go talk to, or is there a reason you go to talk to them?
Typically, it's just like... In, like, the setting of a school or work, it's somebody I'm working with. So, or, like, just in the same class or coworker and whatnot. You're going to be around them a while, so might as well just introduce yourself now. Like, it's going to be...
Get it out of the way.
Yeah, get it out of the way, you know? It's...
Mm-hmm.
It is going to be awkward if you're just going to be there. And then 3 months later, you're still there. You don't know the person.
Right.
It's just the person who's there. You know?
Yeah, that would be more awkward. So that's kind of something that maybe you subconsciously remind yourself of when you have to take that step into bravery and take that step walking through the anxiety in order to dissipate it. It's just as awkward or more awkward to do the deed that the anxiety is causing the anxiety about than it is to dissipate it.
Sure.
I don't know if I got that right. You sit there being anxious. Oh my gosh, this is awkward. I'm being awkward. I'm not going to know what to say.
Right.
This is super awkward. And there's an awkwardness in that. And then you imagine going to doing it and how much more awkward it's going to be. But the choice of remaining in the awkwardness or just working through it by going and confronting your fear.
I try to not even think about, like, how awkward it will be. That kind of just, again, builds up the anticipation. Like,
yeah.
Ooh, don't want to do this.
You find more reasons not to.
Right. That's just another reason not to.
You focus on all the reasons why you should be doing it.
Right. I guess, yeah, I do that. Yeah.
You focus on the positive outcomes.
Mm.
This is going to be someone you're going to know. There won't be any awkwardness afterwards.
Well, it's more of like, it's going to be like, if it is awkward, it's going to be awkward either way.
Right.
So might as well just do it.
Just get it over with.
Just do it.
Just be the Nike commercial. Just do it. You know, I think that focusing on those positive things and adding humor, the just do it, the Nike commercial. And if you guys would have seen his expression and his body language, it's even better.
Shia LaBeouf.
And embracing the silliness of some things, then that helps to take down a lot of the awkwardness or the self-talk or all the negativity that we put on ourselves when we're going to go do something. The fear of rejection, the fear of being judged or whatever it is that might be running through our minds. So focusing on what you want to get out of this interaction. What is your goal? To be known, to know somebody, to be able to walk in the room and not feel like there's this awkward amount of people that don't know you and you don't know them, but you kind of know who each other are, and that's awkward. Just like to just relieve some of that weirdness. If that's your goal, that's great. Just keep reminding yourself of the goal and then add some comedy in there. I am all about adding the comedy. All right. Have a great day.